Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 74, Trade Show Mafia. So today was the last day of RSA Conference 2013, at least the expo part. And it was nice to do a short day because, I don't know, 2 days of you know, 11 to 6, although, I, you know, again, you don't work the whole time. But, you know, then, of course, all the after parties and stuff. It was nice to just to sort of be done and not spend another day on your feet. There's only so long you can stand on your feet before you just kind of just give up and want to do. I mean, it's sort of torturous for both the participants of the trade show and the, you know, the people that come and to actually see it. It's you know, at least the people that just come and are, you know, just come for the expo and such. It's a lot of walking. I mean, if you've ever been to Moscone Center and been to a trade show there, and I've been to aside for a couple of RSA conferences, I used to go for Macworld back when I was in college, and you know, Moscone is just huge, and at least it's only on one side, or at least the bits that I go to are on one side of Moscone. So anyway, I'm glad it's over, but and I just the thing that I ran into today with conversations I had with various people is just like how expensive it is to actually run a trade show. And it's not, you know, it's not just say RSA, right? It's all the vendors that end up participating as part of the process, right? Everybody, I mean, I've heard some of the prices quoted for certain things, and I just kind of go, they charge what for what? You could like buy brand new ones for, you know, for almost that cost, and that's seems to be true for a lot of these things. And yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised how much stuff it takes to operate a trade show. And everybody wants to get their cut, and it's not just, you know, again, not just like big trade shows at Moscone Center. It's even if you go to like a, you know, a conference center at a hotel, for instance, and you want to run, you know, just like a, you know, like we do these little field marketing presentations at different hotels. And, you know, just the cost to do what seems to be really simple things ends up just, it just ends up being like crazy expensive for something you kind of go, well, God, I could have done that myself and it would have been half the cost. And anyway, there's lots of things like that. Anything from internet access to running power cords from place to place. It's just, it's amazing what gets charged. And, you know, I guess they charge it because they can, and your captive audience, if you're trying to do an event someplace, so you're kind of at their mercy, and you're not going to be necessarily traveling around with all the stuff that you need. So it's yeah. I mean, I guess they have to make their money, and so I can't fault him for that. But I guess I'm glad that I don't personally have to pay for these trade shows. I think I'd probably freak out. I did have a former colleague of mine who used to run trade shows on his own explain to me some of the costs and some of the stuff that he ran into, and I was just like, oh my God. Yeah, it seriously seems like the entire sort of industry around providing those kinds of services just seems like a freaking mafia, the trade show mafia or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I guess I'll be done with the trade show mafia at least until the CPX conference at Checkpoint puts out, and this year it's going to be in DC. I guess they're also going to have the European one in Barcelona, so that'll be good fun. But it'll be a much smaller event, and you know, again, at least I won't have to worry about, you know, all the, I'm glad I don't have to pay the bills or see what all this stuff costs. I know when I hear about it, as I say, it just drives me nuts. So anyway. I'm glad to be done with RSA. I'm glad to be on my way home, and we'll get back to sort of more normal Phoneboy Speaks topics rather than talking about RSA conference. But it has been the tip of my brain for the last several days, and so as I say, I'm ready to go home and get back to normal, and both with my own life and with the podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.